So here, je vais juste le filmer. So here we can see the Pyrenees, and now we are in the month of May. I'm not sure if you can see this, and it's still full of snow on top of it. Later on is a better. So here we can see the snow on the Pyrenees in the south of France. It's the border between France and Spain. It's really hard to film this because you see there's a lot of snow on the mountains in May. Sitting in a car, so it's a bit difficult. Ah, now you can see it. Yeah. See? Yeah, so I'm here in Andorra, which is a principality. And it means they have a prince, and the prince is, in fact, the French president. The moment he becomes the president, he'll become the prince of Andorra. And it's all related to the Middle Ages. If you don't understand the Middle Ages in history, you'll never understand this. So let's go and discover a couple of things, shall we now? So you can see the name of the place here, Andorra. And it is not part of the European community, so... with my expired identity card, that'll be fun, like, you know? You know what I mean? See? So this is the name of the capital. It's Andorra la Vella. And the people are Catalans. They told me. So they're not Spanish, they're not French, they're Catalan. It's a Catalan ethnicity. So here I am in the center of Andorra. There's sort of a Freemasons thing, of course, here. I wonder why it says here CG2. It's a sort of a checkerboard configuration in a spiral. Well, the thing in the middle is like an egg, and there's an oval in it, and there's a cage. What does that mean? You know, for the our offspring, it's like we need eggs, and it's in a cage. You know, they made us infertile with the vaccination, and we're in a cage now. We can't reproduce ourselves anymore. You see, there's still snow on the mountains there, and this is in May. It's May 2022. This is the center here. That road down there, that's the center. I was already worried, you know. A lot of cars here, a lot of noise here. Can't you let a man sleep quietly? Like here. So I'm right in the center, actually. And I found a good place here. Just go staircase down here and I'm there, you know. So they have particular laws here. This is a country on itself. It's a principality. It doesn't belong to the European community. And the French president, he becomes the prince of Andorra for 3 months. And then there's some sort of a religious dude. He becomes for 3 months, and then they swap all the time. It's really weird. I told you, if you don't understand history in the Middle Ages, you're not going to understand anything about what's going on. So they have no taxes here. So everything is cheap, and a lot of people come buying stuff here, and this is how they live, basically, I suppose. And you see, it's like hidden in the middle of the... I mean, who... who has been hiding here, you know, like in the Middle Ages, and why, you know? You just ask yourself, you know, who wants to live here, you know? Look, it's all in the middle of the mountains. It's amazing, though. Yeah. So how am I gonna get a shit here done with all these people, you know, on their balconies and looking out of the windows? How am I gonna do that? And here it's full of plants that sting and all that. Oh, never mind. Pharaoh me. And this is elite, you know, this is tax evasion probably. And the elite, a lot of money here. Elite crime, financial crime. You know, that's why they're hiding here in the mountains, you see. Like Switzerland, they're always hiding in the mountains, you know. Must be rough here in winter, you know. Probably full of snow. So here, just like in the other town where the of Bartholdi, you know, the Statue of Liberty, we got this crown here in a square and the circle for the compass. So it does say, you know, square and compass. And there you got the snake, you know, like for the eternal sin. I showed a little bit nearer. Well, this is Sin City, you know, it's one of the most miserable places I've ever seen in my life here. I get a little bit nearer to it. And the crown is, of course, because it's a principality here, you know. And Macron, the president of France, he's the prince of Andorra, of this place. And it says, of course, square and compass. So it's really a miserable place here. Everybody is having all serious faces, like they're only thinking about, you know, what am I gonna buy next, you know? It's really, it's the summit of capitalism here. So I thought it was a snake, but it isn't a snake. You got some snakes here, and it's like the devil. So it has to do with the eternal sin anyway. And it says time because the rich here, they have to buy their time, you know. Free time is a privilege of the poor, actually. So it really is like Sin City here, you know. But this is the interesting thing, you know, from the other side it looks like a snake. So here it says Andorra. Miserable place, really. And it looks like a snake in a tree, doesn't it? They're always hiding things, and you know, the devil is like behind it, like, you know. All having like this faces, like they're only thinking about what I'm gonna buy next, you know, and they're all showing off here. It's a horrible place, the most miserable place I've ever seen here. This is, of course, a triangle or a pyramid. This is the best thing here, the river or whatever it is, you know. And here's the fallen angel. Oh, that's what it is, you know, the fallen angel, and that is Eve. So it does have to do with that, you know. They are sort of a monolith. Yeah, that's the... depicts the... It depicts Sin City, you know, there's this Eve, you know, with the devil, the fallen angel. Well, that's exactly what it is, you know. Sin City, it's a horrible place here. But at least I had slept well, you know. So it is, it's probably 2 to 12 or something. There are quite some midget people here walking around, as you can see here. And actually, the Pyrenees, that was the place of the cargo people. There were 1 million midget people living in the Pyrenees, you know. And if I look at this here, you know, why do you start living here like in the Middle Ages or before? Unless you're hiding from someone or you're hiding something like the big money today. I mean, it's all locked in into the mountains here, you know, so all over. So there must be very scarce terrain, you know, to build your food and everything, you know. And if you look at all the midget dictators, like Napoleon was a midget, Putin is a midget, Sarkozy is a midget, they probably all come from the cargoes, you know. I made some videos about this 12 years ago, but they all got taken off and censored. So they definitely started to live here because they were hiding from someone or hiding something. They might be very well have been the cargo. Because, you know, like the French, they were kind of afraid of them. And I see a lot of midgets here. As all over the Pyrenees, like in the... I already filmed that in Carcassonne and all this. And Rennes Château. So the Pyrenees, the midgets. And these midgets, they had reptilian feet and reptilian hands, you know, like duck feet, duck hands. So, you know, normal people were afraid of them, you know. They were afraid of the cargo. And at the back of the church was always a little door where they were supposed to go in. Look, there's another midget coming. Where is she? There. Loads of midgets here. But they have all been mixed, you know, because they were probably very rich and intelligent. And they were supposed to be... One of Napoleon's generals was a cargo as well. Another midget coming. So... There's something fishy here, you know. It just doesn't fit together. See what I mean? They all have this funny look in their faces. I don't know what's going on here. Not very nice. I don't feel well here. Hey, see, I was a bit slow, but some more midget people there, you know? Very small. Cargo. Who were even smaller before, of course. And they had to hide. Maybe they're the ones in control now. And you see that one too, the woman on the bridge, is another midget, you know? There's another midget. It's the cargo. Of course, most of them, they left. Oh, now they're all over. They're in Russia, Mr. Putin, Sarkozy in France, Napoleon in France. Loads of midgets. I guess that's what they were hiding here, and the midgets that came. I mean, how is it possible, you know, they built their own country here in between France and Spain? If you would like to do that, you know, they wouldn't let you, you know. So there's another midget coming up. Well, I'm not going to film them all, eh? Yeah, another midget. Very midget. You see that? And these people to the right, they're not very big either, you know, so... And another one. Midgets. I'm not going to film any more, all of them. Yeah, that bloke too, another midget. Look at that. They have that funny walk as well, you know. Cargo. Yeah, that one too. Where is she? midgets. Cargo. No, that one's who. You know, the one next to the mask, behind it. Very midget. Yeah, that one there coming up. Another midget. Cargo. This is where they come from, you know, the midgets. Tiny people. And there, another midget. Very tiny. Full of midgets. You saw how small she was, and that one was what is small either, you know, but compared to the other one. There's another midget coming up here. See? One in blue. Another midget. Look at that. Very small. These are no children, mate. That one is small too, but the other one was really small. It's all like Putin and Sarkozy, Napoleon. The midget race. This is probably where they come from. Yeah. And that one too, quite small. Not as small as the other one, but they're all like 160, you know, 1.60 meters or something. Now they're even, you know, they're even mixed, you know, today. There's another midget, the woman, you know. Midget banker coming up here. I don't say the word midget anymore, I say cargo now. You know, this is the Putin style, you know. Look at, he's walking in a similar way, you know. Another cargo, you know. Yeah, look, tiny fellow, eh? Cargo. It's the land of the cargo, just like I filmed in Carcassonne, but they took off my film. And there's another cargo coming up, look at that. But they don't have these hands anymore, you know, the reptilian hands. They're already mixed. That's what they're hiding here, I tell you. It's filthy rich. Really filthy rich. Yeah, look at the comparison, that one is small either, you know, that one. So, that was even... Even smaller, yeah. Wow. Both of them are small. Cargo. You see the midgets, they mix with the tall people now, look at that. So they're not as midget anymore like as they used to be. And this is probably how they like did it, you know, and started to hide out here. One. Not very midget, but no more than 160, like, you know. Both of them very, very small, you know. And the women very, even more, even smaller. And so. You know, there's probably a reason, you know, that those are very small, you know. Look at that one. She hardly gets her nose over the bridge, you know. Not very small, but still definitely cargo. But they're probably coming for me here because I'm sitting here with without a t-shirt. They dropped the car there. Yeah. So you know, it's another cargo coming up. I just say cargo from now on, you know. Behind as well, another cargo. Like Putin and Napoleon and Sarkozy. It's really, you know, it's like definitely hiding something here. I think the cargo, they used to be also very, they could read your mind. Right? And that one as well, you know, with the child, you know, already mixing. The woman, really small. So they all mix now. The mountains are quite high, and let's say the people are very small, extremely small. Yeah. Cops are still there. They didn't ask me anything, so they left me alone. You know, it was no problem. Another cargo. I'm going to stop it now, because. So much, you know, and a lot of big mountains and another tiny fella, both tiny fellas, look at that, looks like Putin, I mean, look at that, it's also a midget, cargo. It's also very small, but that woman did before was really cargo-like, you know. That one too, very cargo. Oh, where is she? Lost her. Yeah. Oh, I just lost her. The one in pink somewhere. Oh, I lost it. I'm gonna stop it now. Yeah, there's so much cargo, like, and it's getting really getting boring. Yeah. So you got the idea. In the Pyrenees, there's a lot of tiny folks. Who most likely come out of the cargo, and all these powerful people, they're also tiny folks. Putin, Napoleon, Sarkozy, look at that. Some more tiny folks, cargo. It's a principality, you know, what kind of prince? You could say like the prince of the tiny folks, like, you know. And like it's a principality, and so maybe like that's why Putin is like the black prince, you know. It probably has to do something with that. And go away, go away. So this is the.
So this is very interesting. You see, this is a coffee cup. And it says on top there's a crown. That means it's the vertical rule. And out of the vertical rule came the horizontal rule with the Freemasons. And so that's why the G is underneath. So like chronologically, first there is the old world order and then it became the new world order. And this is why this here, the horizontal rule here, you see this here, it is not really horizontal. It's going a little bit like vertical. And that means we came out of the vertical rule and it became horizontal, you know. Otherwise they would have put it exactly horizontal here. This is the whole itinerary, it's in this cup here. They always do it, you know. And that's why it's like, you know, it's not like straight here, it's like this. You know, it looks a bit awkward, but it has a reason, you see.